From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. More than 100 dead in Pakistan. Officials in Pakistan say an overturned oil tanker burst into flames Sunday, killing at least 140 people, and that number expected to go up. At least 80 are injured. Many of them are in critical condition. Authorities say those killed and injured appear to have rushed to the scene to gather the leaking fuel. Reuters' Scarlett Sitinovich has more on the disaster.
The vehicle overturned after trying to make a sharp turn on a highway near the city of Bahawalpur. People had gathered to collect fuel when the tanker exploded, burning everyone on and around the spot. A rescue worker's spokesman says initial reports are that somebody tried to light a cigarette, catching spilt fuel alight, which led to the blast. Serious burn victims, several in critical condition, were airlifted to nearby hospitals. Firefighters fought the flames for over 2 hours before extinguishing the fire. A large number of other vehicles were also destroyed in the blaze.
Rescue workers in China are attempting to recover bodies Sunday following the deadly landslide in the southwestern province of Sichuan. Officials say 93 people remain missing after a huge landslide Saturday buried a mountain village in Mao County. Three people, a couple and their baby, were found alive immediately after the wall of rock and debris destroyed at least 40 houses, but no other survivors have been found. More than 3,000 people, police, soldiers, and civilians are participating in the rescue efforts, according to officials, and have been working nonstop to search through the rocks and rubble for survivors. We have more on this developing story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. In an interview Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump says he and his Republican colleagues face a tough road ahead in their attempt to overhaul the health care system, championed by former President Barack Obama. Senate leaders plan to vote Thursday on a measure that would end the requirement that Americans buy health insurance or pay a fine if they do not. The bill would also phase out federal subsidies to help lower-income people buy insurance. Supporters of the bill can only afford to lose two Republican votes, and already five Republican senators have said, count them out. President Trump will meet with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the first time on Monday. A White House spokesperson said he expects there to be a robust discussion between the two leaders. Economic deals and a joint statement about fighting terrorism are expected to be on the agenda. The visit will also involve the first dinner Trump will host at the White House for a foreign dignitary. Turkey's president says he will not pull Turkish troops from their base in Qatar. By doing so, he is rejecting a demand by major Arab states that it do so to end the ongoing crisis with the small Gulf country. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the demand disrespectful. He said Turkey would not seek permission from others when making its defense cooperation agreements. The president had this to say about the 13-point demand list on Sunday as he left a mosque. Saying, we see the attitude regarding the 13 articles in contradiction with international law, because there cannot be such an attack on the rights of state sovereignty in laws between states. In fact, here we see an attack against a state's sovereignty rights. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels have agreed to greater cooperation as the continent grapples with a series of terror attacks. But little progress was made on their other challenges, including Brexit and the migration crisis. Prime Minister Theresa May said that her government will set out more detailed proposals for European Union citizens living in Britain on Monday. On the 67th anniversary of the beginning of the Korean War, the South's leader called on the North to stop its nuclear and ballistic missile development. South Korean Prime Minister Lee Nak-yeon encouraged denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula at a ceremony on Sunday. The Korean War ended in armistice in 1953. However, a peace treaty was never signed, leaving the two countries in a technical state of war. We have more on all these developing stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.